drives into the right post, goes up, blocked by White, out of bounds. 24 seconds left in the third. 40-31. Substitution comes in for Harbor Beach. That would be Andrew Steeman in for Jason Hansen. The crowd starts to die down just a little bit here. And Kraft has underneath his own hoop, picks it out to Sloan Kraft in the backcourt. 23 seconds left in the third. 40-31, Ubley over Harbor Beach. 9-point lead. Harbor Beach was trailing by 17 at halftime. Kraft, right wing, going for the last shot. 12 seconds left. Starts to dribble. Heading back to the top of the key. And Rod Rubel wants them to go now. Kraft drives into the lane. He kicks out Steeman 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and he hits it right out of bounds off himself. Rubel does not like it. Or disappointed or anything. And 2 seconds left. Ubley has it 90 feet from the hoop. Kicks it all the way across to Josh White at half court. Takes the three. No good. Almost went in, though. So at the end of three quarters, Harbor Beach cuts it down to a single-digit lead. 9 points. Ubley lead, 40-31. Fourth quarter action coming right up.
The price of just about everything is going up. Wouldn't it be nice if you could hit a pause button on rising prices? Well, you can when you heat your home with your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane. With Kohler Propane's budget plans, you can put a cap on your per-gallon price for propane so it won't go above a certain price level all season long. It gets even better because you can spread out your payments over the entire year, so it's not such a huge chunk of your paycheck during the holiday season and all the rest of those cold winter months. So lock in your propane price. Call your local propane company toll-free at 888-950-7975. Serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Here we go, folks. Fourth quarter. One quarter remains. 9 points between the Ubley Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates in the battle for the orange and black. Harbor Beach leads by 1 game in the GTC East standings ahead of Ubley. Harbor Beach gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. In that third quarter, Harbor Beach outscored Ubley 18-10, mostly due to Kraft. He had 3, 5, 6, 12, 13 points of the 18 for Harbor Beach.
54% shooting, Clark, for Harbor Beach.
Not bad as Kraft kicks it over to Hansen in the right wing. 7:50 left over to Classy. Into Ginther, who loses it, but picks it back up on the left corner. Top of the key, Kraft. 3 quarters left in the fourth quarter. Boom, the three from line, kicks out to Hansen. Ball moving galore for the Pirates. Booms from the free throw line. The jump shot short. Rebound shot right from Bearcats. Live Brand, the point guard now for Ubley. As on the sideline, number 32, Dave Messick, still icing that left ankle. Live Brand drives right into the lane with the runner. This one's good. He has a way of just gliding through the entire paint and then holds it and then gets rid of it the very last second. He now has 22, 18 of those coming to the first half. As Hansen takes the three, this one's no good. Rebound to Ginther. He goes up for two, and he's fouled on the rebound. And he went up for it, fouled on the shot. Say, he's at the line for two. Now, Ryan Brown, what did you find out in the huddle of Harbor Beach at the quarter?
Harbor Beach is going to look to cut down on turnovers. As you saw, one of their last possessions right before the end of the quarter, they turned the ball over at half court. Coach Rubel is not very pleased with that right now.
I wouldn't be either. Thank you, Ryan, for that. As Ginther misses his first free throw, it's now 42-31, 11-point difference between Ubley leading over the Harbor Beach Bearcats. Harbor Beach Pirates. It's been all Bearcats most of this game. Ginther for the second shot. This one's good. 10-point lead for the Bearcats. They have it 90 feet. My friend, dribbling it down. Gets across the timeline. 7 minutes remain in this one. Drives in the lane, behind the back, goes up for two, and he fouls. The shot is good, and he's going for an old-fashioned three-point play. As number 44, Sloan Klasky, picks up his third. Team fifth of the half, Lifebrand at the line shooting one with a 12-point lead. Make that 13. DRA has 5 in this fourth quarter. Ginther, by the left wing, drives in down the baseline, goes up for two. This one, no good. Rebound, Klasky over to Booms. He puts it up. That one's no good. Rebound, Ginther. He puts it up. That one's good. So, Ginther adds on 2 more, makes an 11-point deficit for the Pirates. 6.5 left in regulation. Lifebrand across the timeline. Being guarded by Kraft. Over to Sweeney. Being guarded by Ginther into the right corner. Great. Ryan White. Wide open, Nick Sweeney for three. No good. Rebound. Stolen. Nick Sweeney himself. As Kraft kicks it on the defense, and it goes out of bounds. Ugly ball right in front of their own bench. 6:17 left. 45-34. Ugly lead.
Coach Pickler has really made quite a move as far as putting Liprand at the point. And the only one that's really guarding him right now is Kraft. And right now, I'll tell you, it's a mismatch.
And I must say, Pickler's making quite the moves himself. He's going baseline to half court like it's nothing. Great. Trying to pass it in. Going wide open. There we go. Josh White. Back up. Break. The right corner. 6 1/4 left in the fourth. 45-34. Ugly lead. Liprand wide open. The right post is good. Two more for Liprand. He's approaching 30. Kraft. Into the right corner. To Seaman. Back up to Kraft. Right wing. He drives into the lane. Takes the runner. This one. No good. Rebound. Liprand. The man of the game as he's fouled by Sloan Klasky. That could be trouble for Harbor Beach as that's Klasky's fourth foul. Team six the rest of the way. Both teams are shooting at least one free throw. Both teams going to be in the bonus. 5:51 left in regulation. 47-34. 13-point lead for the Bearcats. We have a barn burner. Sort of. Sweeney. 75 feet from his own basket, being guarded by Ginther across the timeline. 5:40 left. 13-point lead over to Drake at the right wing. He drives in for himself, goes up with a finger roll. This one's no good. Rebound, Liprand. He puts it up for two. Liprand is cleaning up the boards and putting them right back. He has 9 points and now 31 overall. 9 points in the fourth quarter alone. As there's a foul on Ubley, two shots coming for number 40, Andrew Seaman. And this is the third on number 34, Marshall Liprand. At the line, shooting two, Andrew Seaman. First one good. That's Andrew Seaman's first point of the night. 14-point lead for the Pirates. 5:24 left in the fourth. Shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound Liprand. 14-point lead for the Bearcats. 5:20 left. And a little behind-the-back pass by Liprand to Josh White. He takes a shot from the free-throw line. That one's no good. Rebound Ginther for the Pirates. Across the timeline. Drives it in. Kicks it over. He takes a jump shot. No good. Rebound number 20, Brian White. Probably won yet another travel on Aaron Ginther for the jump stop he does. Or to number 10, Nick Sweeney on the right wing. Being guarded by Ginther. Gets into the lane. He puts it up and good. A little trickery there by Nick Sweeney. Has the ball on the string. It's a 51-35, a 16-point lead for the Bearcats. And Liprand just walks it right out of Boone's hand. Boone's went up from the right post. Went up, and all of a sudden the ball was gone. Liprand had it and threw it out of bounds.
What doesn't Marshall Liprand do?
I'm not quite sure. Kraft has it. Earned his own hoop. 4:38 left. Trailing by 16. New man in number 24. That would be a Kraft. Another Kraft. As Ginther takes the jump stop in the middle of the paint. That one's good. And it's now 51-37. Jonathan Kraft is back and is in the game for the first time for the Pirates. The brother of Eli Kraft. Marshall Liprand takes a shot to the left post. He gets his own rebound, tries to put it in himself, doesn't get his own rebound, and it's a foul on Harbor Beach. Shooting 1-1 will be Marshall Liprand from the line. Fouls on number 40 for the Pirates, Andrew Seaman. That's his third, team seven. At line, shooting one and possibly a bonus, Marshall Liprand. First one's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Seaman. Kicks it up to Jonathan Kraft. Across the timeline. As Kraft takes the long three. No good. Rebound Kraft. The other Kraft. And he puts it in for two. Jonathan Kraft gets the rebound off of his brother's missed shot. He puts it in for two. 51-39. 12-point lead for the Bearcats. Full court pressure coming from the Pirates. Jonathan Kraft making an instant impact